Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We all recognize that to be the 23rd Psalm. Now, a psalm is a sacred composition in the form of a song or of a poem. It is an expression of great devotion. Holy thoughts are expressed in sublime and loving language. The Psalms of the Old Testament embrace a wide variety of thoughts. They range from a very positive to a very negative expression. Some of them comfort and encourage, while others motivate and even express condemnation. You find some that express frustration and discouragement. The psalm can either be sung or be read. And the favorite of the Psalms of the Bible is probably this 23rd Psalm. God is mentioned 12 times in this psalm. The personal pronouns I, me, and mine are found 17 times. Now this gives us a clue to the nature of the psalm. It emphasizes the very personal relationship that the psalmist had with God, and that anyone who is a child of God can also have. It portrays divine care and concern for the individual. There are 15 phrases that compose this psalm, and each has its own distinction and significance. Each one can be considered as a verse in the hymn with different emphasis, yet collectively they form a majestic expression of the God-man relationship. Having read the 23rd Psalm, let us now turn our attention to each of the phrases with brief observations of each one. The psalm is a song of faith. The Lord is my shepherd. John 10 presents Jesus as the good shepherd caring for his sheep. And this is in itself a glorious thought that the Lord watches over us. He is mine and I am his. We are like sheep in need of the care of another. We have that care in the person of Jesus Christ. Who could desire to have as our shepherd more than the Lord's Son? It is also a song of providence. I shall not want. The psalmist was aware that there be many in the world who lack even those things that are necessary to the sustenance of life. But such a lack would not be his to experience, because the Lord would provide. Is not this essentially what Jesus Christ promised in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6? We must not forget, however, his providence is conditional. We are to seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. We really have no reason to expect the providential care of deity if we neglect the priorities that he has established for us in life. The 23rd Psalm is also a song of contentment. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I am told that it is a strange thing about sheep that they will not lie down unless they have a sense of freedom from fear and tension and friction. If they are subject to predators and pests or suffer from hunger, they are disturbed, they are restless, they are wandering, they are nervous. Only when they have the contentment that can be theirs by the work of the shepherd will they be at ease and lie down. Our shepherd finds the fields of green for us and protects us so we can be content and calm and serene, being constantly aware of his abiding presence and his oversight of us. This psalm is one of peace and tranquility. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. The peace that he brought to this world is peace between man and God. He also teaches us how to have peace with one another. Another form of peace that is vital to a useful life is peace within oneself. When one is in the right relationship with God, he does enjoy peace within himself and with justification. Our shepherd takes us to the quieting, soothing, refreshing waters of life. Again, we are told that a peculiarity of the sheep is that they are hesitant, if not totally obstinate, to drink from swift and rushing water. It frightens them, but they can find satisfaction and peace where the water runs clean and pure, deep and still. Psalm 23 is a song of life. He restoreth my soul. Who has not been cast down and dejected and suffering from the feelings of rejection, tasting defeat and tempted to bitterness, not having sufficient strength within himself? As sheep are subject to various kinds of attackers and are prey, so are also those who live in this world but who follow the Lord. There are times when we need uplifting and encouragement. Here is where we find it. It comes from our shepherd. He can and he does restore that which has fallen. We're also reading a song of leadership. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The invitation of our Lord is, follow me. Where he leads, if we follow, it will be to our benefit and to his glory. He is our example, and as Peter taught, we should follow in his steps, 1 Peter 2:21. Not all who lead will lead in the right way or in the right direction. Christ warned against blind leaders of the blind and how they both fall into the ditch. But we can have utmost confidence where our Lord leads us. There are paths of unrighteousness that are open to us, and we're constantly tempted by the temptations of Satan to go that way. Because our shepherd cares for us, he will never lead us anywhere to our destruction. If we will follow him, we shall be led in the way of truth, the path of righteousness, and will successfully make our journey through this life that eventually leads us into eternal glory in heaven. We also have before us a song of confidence in the face of certain dark realities of life and death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, life is certainly brief, we know that. It is uncertain. James describes it as but a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away, James 4:14. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. Death is as certain to come as life has existed. None shall escape it. Even so, in this dark hour of unknowns and uncertainties, we can be confident because we know that this life is not all there is to our existence. When rightly considered, death is a doorway through which we must pass into something greater. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Therefore, we're always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. This also is a song of courage. I will fear no evil. Hebrews 13:6 teaches, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And even though there be many storms of many kinds that break all around us, we shall not have to be broken by them. We can courageously overcome them. We may not always be able to rid the portion of the world where we live of every evil that is so prevalent. But what we cannot overcome, we do have the power to endure. 1 Corinthians 10:13. With the assurance of ultimate victory for eternity that we have been promised by our Creator and Judge, We have no cause to fear what might come our way. The greater our faith, the less will be the sense of insecurity and fear. We will face each day with courage. And one unfathomable thought of the psalm is that this is a song of companionship with God. For thou art with me. This is really a summary and a comprehensive phrase that encompasses the major theme of the entire psalm. Psalm 23 has been rightly called the I-Thou Psalm. We have fellowship with deity, one of man's greatest and most undeserved blessings. Uphill, downhill, in good times, bad times, we are never alone. As the song says, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. When we walk in the light as he is in the light, we shall maintain this fellowship, 1 John 1 and verse 7. And this is a song of comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and staff are implements and tools of the shepherd that are used in leading the sheep and gently guiding them along the direction that they should go. These instruments are not for whipping them. These instruments are for their protection. These instruments are often used by the shepherd to retrieve a sheep which may have fallen into danger. It was used to drive away invaders of the flock. It served as his weapon. It was used to discipline the sheep and to gently nudge them along as the shepherd would take them from one grazing place to another. He even used it to count the sheep and to keep up with each one lest through oversight or wandering some sheep be separated from the flock. Is it not comforting to know, friend, that we have one who is so attentive and so caring for each one of us? This is a song of favor and blessing. Thou anointest my head with oil. Anointing one with oil was a manner of appointment, setting one aside and apart, making one special. The shepherd might also anoint his sheep with ointment to help kill pests and flies and bugs, and even assist in curing diseases. It could be used as an antidote for that which would aggravate the sheep and heal its wounds. Our shepherd has made us special, and we are a set-apart people. And Psalm 23 is also an expression of gratitude and joy for the bounty of blessings of the past and the present. My cup runneth over. Recognition is given to the Lord as the giver of every good and perfect gift, the provider of abundant life. It is an expression of appreciation. In one sense, this phrase carries a very special meaning to me personally. In 1963, it was my privilege to preach in a gospel meeting at the congregation where I attended as a boy. My dad was then an elder of that church, which had been established by his father and grandfather. The final Sunday of the meeting, which proved to be less than a week and a half before my father suddenly died, upon returning home from morning service in which I was privileged to preach and my brother had led the prayer, my father was so filled with thanksgiving and gratitude that he is reported to have sat on the bed and simply quoted, "My cup runneth over." Nobody will even know how grateful I am that I had a small part in making that a great day in the life of my father. He did not have an abundance of this world's goods, although we always had what was adequate and more, but he considered his blessings and counted his cup as running over. Is not this psalm a sincere and heartfelt praise for the blessings of God, the blessings that he has given to us that we have a privilege to enjoy even in this life? But it is also a song that contemplates and anticipates blessings in the future, as well as those of the past and present. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The psalmist faced the future with confidence and optimism because he knew the source of the blessings past and present, and he also knew that God had not only blessed, but does continue to bless and will bless. Paul wrote in Romans 11, verse 22, "Behold the goodness of God." The psalm takes note of what the faithful child of God can expect. And finally, the 23rd psalm is a song of immortality. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The knowledge of life after this, the promise that life will be with God, and that that shall never end, is that for which we all long. It's that which belongs to those who are in the Lord's sheepfold. And the sheepfold of Christ, friend, is His church, over which He is the chief shepherd. Would that we all have the Lord as our glorious shepherd. Christ is the door into the sheepfold. There is one shepherd and one fold, John 10:10. Friend, make this psalm personal and applicable to you by coming to Christ, and you can repeat it with the same conviction as the psalmist who was guided by the Holy Spirit who wrote it. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.